True Green is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. Now, you're out there, you have acres and acres, hundreds of acres. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. No. Weed control, which you hate, fertilization, aeration.
Can't stand it.
Among others. They'll do all that, so you can do literally anything else. Dana's out there like Yellowstone. You have better things to do in your free time. I know you do. You don't want to focus on lawn care.
True Green is too good to be true, is what I'm saying. But it is true. Right, David? Because you're going to have more time to do things that you want to focus on.
All the hard work, and it gets you to a great lawn. That's what you want. You take care of everything else you got to do in your life. You're very busy. Let True Green take care of this one thing. Get it off your plate.
You know what? I do have some space. I want to put some grass down. I might. I'll call you later, True Green.
Talk to True Green. Where can listeners purchase or learn more? You go to truegreen.com. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people, guaranteed.
You can trust True Green to give you the best lawn because they are the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour.
Whoa.
They offer a satisfaction guaranteed, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. That is such a cool thing.
Good job, True Green. You're nailing it.
David, whether you have a few weeks old puppy or a senior who's seen multiple decades, any dog person like me knows the most valuable thing in the world is spending time with your pet.
Yep.
The Farmer's Dog makes it easy to keep them healthy, which can give you more quality years with your lovely dog.
Yeah, well, I've heard Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. And, you know, that's what everyone's looking for. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced. It's made from human-grade ingredients. Safe, clean kitchens, all that stuff matters.
Yeah. I mean, you love your dog. Why get the lousy food for your dog? Farmer's Dog is the best. Traditional dry and wet dog food options are extremely processed.
Sometimes dogs...
much lower quality. Yeah.
you put it in their bowl and they go, what is this kibble? And they knock it away. What is this canned goo?
Oh, yeah. I've had our dog, look at the bowl and then kind of crank its neck up and look at me. And it was like, really?
They go, really? Why don't you go first? You want a bite of this? Slop?
And it makes that sound.
Here you go, dog.
So Farmer's Dog isn't just higher quality food. They also send the food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. It makes it easy to help your dog reach and stay at their ideal weight, David, and which is one of the biggest indicators of a full, healthy life. A fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits, David, from healthier coat and skin, better breath, if you want to kiss your dog, and even easier digestion and smaller and better poops.
Let's look at a clip. It doesn't matter if your dog's young or old. It's always the right time to invest in their health for more happy years with your dog. Get 50% off your first box at farmersdog.com/fly.
Let the Farmer's Dog know we sent you. Use your code or click podcast after you sign up for your first box. If it's outrageous, it's contagious. You can monetize your sexuality and in your case.
My tasteful dick pics on OnlyFans. Some not so tasteful. There's a paywall. It's worth it.
Commence shit show.
That's a big good beginning.
Yeah. What's
those
up?
Shades aren't bad, though.
What do you mean?
I mean, I didn't know there was a Shell station by your house.
Shell station? I got them at Exxon. Sometimes you miss it, Spudley. Okay.
There is a Shell station across from this place I eat in Malibu. And I went in there and they're selling shirts. There's like five flannel shirts. I'm like, who's buying that? Oh, this one's not bad. I bought one.
I like those super stations, you know, travel and there's all the trucks and there's like a store and you get knickknacks.
I love it.
Yeah.
When you're driving, you pull over and you just wander around in there aimlessly.
I almost bought Heather a puka shell necklace. At one of the, I thought it was a birthday. It was a little late. It was $1.99. Truth be told,
you should have done it. It was your birthday this week.
I know.
You blew it.
What's it like to be 26?
Yeah, She gave it a little slower one.
It's on a need to know basis.
Dana, this weekend, this week, of course, I did gigs, but of course,
can we hear about them?
Well, I'm looking forward to. I got two in Florida next week, which is Clearwater,
great town,
and Scorlando.
Beautiful town. I like when people talk about major cities as towns.
Beautiful town.
Chicago's a great town.
That's a great little town.
Rome is a terrific little suburb.
Rome?
I just went for Rome, you know. So you're out on the road. You're going to Clearwater.
Yeah, I am going. But last week I did Houston. That was a private. Then I came home. Oh, I did my 3 days on that movie. Movies for
Apple
Plus.
It's a secret movie.
It's not, you know, it's not really a secret because it was already in Deadline that I'm doing it, but it was, I'm not the star of it. That's Cameron Diaz and Keanu Reeves, but I love them. I think they're both cooler than shit.
Absolutely. And Cameron Diaz, back in the hunt. I thought.
Back in the hunt.
Good for her. She's awesome.
She's one of my favorites, and Jonah Hill wrote it with his buddy, and he directed it, and he's in it. So, I think, so I think what I could, I mean, I just probably should not say a lot because they don't, but I'm not a big part, but I'm one of Keanu's neighbors who's kind of an idiot, but Keanu, by the way, could not be cooler as advertised. It's almost like nerve wracking to be around that.
He's
dude.
The most unassuming superstar. I did this event with him at Tom Hanks at a small theater where we all read Shakespeare. And goofed around. Julia Roberts was there. So there's a lunch break and we're all around a table. So I did my old trick of, has anyone ever experienced anything supernatural besides me? That's the joke part. But everyone has a ghost story, right? Mm-hmm. So everyone goes around. I saw this light. I saw this thing. And Keanu is like 50 feet away at a table by himself facing away. And they're like, Keanu, come over here. You know, it's just.
It's too cool. He walks
too cool.
For he's got kind of a stiff walk from being in 15 Matrix movies. He's like, and I'm like, I remember I got a little speed up on Dickie Roberts. I did some of my own stuff. And he's like, yeah, great.
Well, I put down my weapons. I mean, there was a whole rivalry between Bill and Ted and Wayne and Garth, and it trended for a while. And, you know, part of me wanted
there?
Yeah, and I just wanted to go at those guys, man, dress as Garth.
Shit.
Who do you think you are? Are you Bill or are you Ted? But yeah, there was a slight comparison, but I think everybody's fine.
I think buddy movies, comedies, and he's done cool stuff. And also, we're sort of around the same time, those movies, you know. So Buddy was very generous and sweet. And when we do scenes with him, it's so funny. I couldn't get my lines in this one thing. They were stuck. And of course, it made me sick. Because I see him going, who's this fucking clown?
Is this Jonah Hill, the director, looking at the monitor?
No, Jonah couldn't be more of a great, cool, high energy, positive. And he wrote it, and it's a very cool movie. So it's set in L.A. It's sounds about cool. L.A. And I had a good time. I was a little nervous being on someone else's set instead of my own stuff I usually do, you know?
Well, you're kind of doing your own thing a little bit or doing something with friends or so.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, or something I maybe co-wrote or something I have a big say in, but just to walk onto a set, those are a little more tricky.
By the way, did I interrupt you? Because I only get five per podcast.
That's it. That's the whole
story. Did you
hear
about that? This is very quick, but going one more time to Keanu Reeves, who's such an enigma in a great way, but he's taken a commuter flight at night, one of those smaller airlines to L.A. from, I think, Santa Rosa or Northern California. Engine trouble. You know, they got emergency land in Bakersfield. So he doesn't have a car. Meet him. He just hangs out with everybody else. A bus arrives to pick up all the passengers. This is the middle of the night. And he gets drinks and brings people water and stuff. Sits with all of them on the bus all the way into L.A. from Bakersfield. And made sure everyone was home safe. It was like,
yeah, well, that sounds about right. He didn't seem overly cool at all. Overly for being, he's such a monster star, and he always gets good press. I'm like, everything I read about you is like Keanu Reeves gave everyone he ever met a motorcycle this week. I'm like, God damn.
What do you do when the lights aren't on? Well, you do cool things when nobody's looking, right? Put an extra quarter into the parking meter just for taxes. Yeah,
that goes somewhere. Yeah. Someone's benefiting. Mm-hmm. And I go, you know what? That one's on me.
All right. Now let's go on to our Cameron Diaz praise fest. Now, this person.
We'll just say that she's, I've always liked her and everyone does. She's great.
Yeah.
So I was really lucky to just be part of that one. So I'm happy about that. Now we can continue. I just wanted to say a plug for an Apple TV movie that I don't know when it'll be out. It'll be out probably.
Doesn't matter. It's going to sit on the shelf. If movies that go on live streaming are in a kind of a bookstore. So it'll just be on Apple for decades.
You'll hear about it soon.
So it doesn't matter what comes out.
Now, what do we got other than that? What are our topics today?
Well, I can start. I can start with anything. I'm always asked, you know, this is a quick one. Arnold asked
Let me see.
Remember we were at Arnold's place and he was interviewing. We were interviewing him. And then at the end, he goes, let me ask you fellas a question. You know, how do you stay so thin? You know, because thin is in and the little dogs are living longer than the big dogs. And you kind of get, well, we try to do this, we try to do that. Yeah. But I never explain my five-minute thing that I tell people if they're curious about how to never worry about their weight again without Ozempic.
Do the five-minute thing in
that'd probably be 3 minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
First of all, weigh every day. Step on a digital scale. Just stop weighing with no judgment. It doesn't matter what the number is. Just stand on it. Go, okay. That's going to hypnotize your brain a little bit. What you want to do... Don't ever try to get to a bottom number and then you just bounce off of it. Try to slowly merge into a range you want to live. Like you would be like 110 to 120. But you find a paradigm and that's where you live in your paradigm. So you slowly trend into that. So say it's between 140 and 150, which is kind of where I'm at. So then you...
You are really? Because I'm close. I'm like... The high end, I'm like 149.
Yeah, that's me right now. Yeah, I don't really worry about it. I just try to, but I just tell people, just weigh every day and it'll hypnotize the part of your brain where you'll sort of go, oh, I'm 160. If I kind of have a light lunch, I'll be 159. So that's the key to it. But most people stop weighing because they're gaining. When you're gaining is when you want to weigh. And then you give yourself a brownie point for like, no one would have 3 banana splits yesterday and 4 hot dogs and get on the scale. So the main thing is to keep weighing and hypnotize your brain, get in an area you want to live and just keep weighing. And I call it 1,000 mini diets. You never want to wake up and go, fuck, I got to lose 20 pounds. You want to wake up and go, I could lose a half pound. That's it.
I did that.
Sorry.
That's good.
It took me
so
long.
That's a good lesson. No, that's a good lesson. And I did that on the first grown-ups. I'd always weighed 145. No, 140. And when I was such a fucking pipsqueak, and then I get on grown-ups, and you have to go to the doctor first. And I had the old scale, you know.
Oh, that thing, yeah, on there, where it clanks. And
and you put like the clanker on there, and then you got the 1-pounder.
Yeah.
And he puts it on. Yeah. He goes, I'll put this one on 100.
Oh,
and then
come
he
on.
Goes, and I go, put that on 140. I'll give you, because I go, he goes, what do you weigh? I go, 140. He goes, 140? I go, yeah. And he goes,
why is he upset?
And I go, because he's not believing me. And I go, why so curious? And he goes, I go, just write it down. He goes, why don't you jump on the scale while you're here? And I go, what if, I said, Adam's not going to like this. I told him, Adam Sandler doesn't like when you try to bully me, you know? So what, I go, okay. So I put the big square on 100. You know how they do that?
Right. Yeah. But then it gets you to 120.
And then I put the little one on. I put that on 145. I go, oh, I'm a fat ox. And then I get on and it goes, kang, you know. And I'm like, God damn.
So, yeah. So you have to move it.
So I got
to
put on 150 and then I go back to zero.
And then you go back. Yeah.
So I'm 150. And then he starts going, forever until he gets a cramp. I'm like this, 165.
And when was this?
This is during Grown Ups. So that was 10 years ago.
Oh, well, that's like every day's a party. Okay. We've got a picture of you. Okay.
No. Delta Burke. We're talking about, this is a good way to lose weight.
Oh.
Delta Burke says she tried crystal meth.
That'll do it.
This is must have been before Ozempic.
Well, let me just say about that. I mean, that's obviously funny. I'm happy for her. But crash diets don't work. All they do is slow your metabolism down. And you don't, it's not what you weigh, it's what you're made of. How much lean muscle do you have? compared to fat. So people go, man, my weight's really down. You go, yeah, but you look at your legs. You're standing on sticks. You lost.
Oh,
some
you're saying your body's fat up here and your little stick legs don't work.
Well, that's called a golf tee. That's guys in the gym who just work their arms and chest, but not their calves.
Yeah, prison.
And then they're like, yeah, little tiny legs, little tiny ankles, and tiny feet, and huge shoulder, and the pecs are growing out, and you look like a golf tee. Four.
Play through.
Yeah. How do you guys stay so tiny? You know, because you could live a long time if you're tiny.
I know. He goes, it's so great. You're microscopic. I'm like, we're not. Really. It's so rude.
Let me tell you, how is it with the ladies when you get into the bed and she's twice as big as you are? And we're like, Arnold, we're here to interview you.
Yeah. And then he picks me up like Stuart Little. You little mouse.
Well, remember I said, count my push-ups? And then it says, that's very good. Now you do them and I ride your back. So Arnold gets on my back and I'm trying to do push-ups. The guy's like 220 pounds.
I'm a giant.
Yeah, I'm riding you. Now give me 10.
You are a turtle.
People who didn't hear that episode are going, is he serious? That Arnold, true, everything was serious until Arnold riding me. That was it.
That's on the fly on the wall.
Yeah. Which is available everywhere you get your podcasts.
Available on podcasts. So is this one. So, you know, when, I don't know if you're fiddling with your phone. I had a credit card get stopped the other day, which happens sometimes, you know, and they say it doesn't work anymore. So they're saying these subscriptions I have, God forbid, go away. And they're like, oh, you didn't pay these 89 subscriptions. I'm like, I don't even, that's how I know I have too many. So they say, oh, and then I get my credit card fixed. And they're like, oh, you know, you're back as a member at the trampoline center. And I'm like, well, some of these I don't really want anymore. You know, so yeah. I need rocket money, because these guys go in there and they sift through it because I don't want to do it. They find out what you have and what you do and don't need, and then they do it for you.
Yeah, but it is true. Babinga Bong is just charged you $25 for the last 84 months.
Yeah, like, every month.
And in that moment, do you want to go down that rabbit hole and it's just fighting for it and it's running from you and you're trying to cancel it, but you go, ah, hell, it's $25 or it's $12. But Rocket Money goes in, does a deep dive, does all this stuff for you, clears it out, lists all the things that it got rid of, and it just streamlines your life and saves you money. I'm not even reading copy. I'm just, I know it by heart.
You just
now.
Know this. It's a personal finance app, for those you don't know, that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. So, you know, obviously you can grow your savings. I have full control over my subscriptions, and it's a clear view of me. I'm running the show, but they just do all the work for you.
Absolutely.
And that's just how they do. They try to negotiate a lower bill for you. They go in there and they average, you know, they try to get about 20% of a haircut in there. All you do is submit a picture of your bill. Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service, which I know you like to deal with. I don't like to call customer service.
I love to wait on the phone and listen to Muzak. I'm sort of a fan of it. And I vacuum and I wait. But believe me, this, you know what compounding means? Like, if you have 10 things charging you $10 a month, you know, over 10 years, hello.
That's over $10.
That's over, it doesn't, it's a lot of money.
It's
they're
a lot,
saving. Rocket Money saves you money. It has over five, get this, David, Rocket Money has over 5 million users. Has saved, a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions. That is subscriptions.
Yeah, members are getting about, if I do it in my head, around $740 a year.
In savings.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to call. I don't do this with all of our sponsors. I'm going to say it. No brainer.
Yeah. I'm going to do something, which I don't do. I'm going to tell you to stop wasting your money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/superfly. That's what?
rocketmoney.com/superfly. And this is something I don't normally do when we read ads, but what he said.
rocketmoney.com/superfly. Nice.
Would you like to learn a new language?
Oui. See what I did?
Oh.
No, I said we like French.
Oh, okay.
We, we.
We, we.
I have, ever since I've seen Pepe Le Pew and his way with women, I thought, I want to learn a new language.
You know what? I do have a, because I'm, I do voices and stuff. I do like the sound of French language.
Yeah, you're good at faking a language.
I just do gibberish, but I want to actually learn, and that's, I'm going to introduce you in the world to Rosetta Stone. It's the most trusted language learning program available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language you want to learn.
Yes, I've heard about this and talked about it for a long time. It's a trusted expert for 30 years. They have millions of users, 25 languages offered, so I think that pretty much covers the globe. You've got your Spanish, your French, you were just talking about, Korean, Dutch,
Molto
Arabic.
Bene. Everywhere.
Fast language acquisition. There's no English translations, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. That's the hard part, I think.
That's it. And it's an intuitive process. You pick up the language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. And it's all designed for long-term retention, which is great because I took Spanish for 12 years and all I know is how to find a library.
Yes, I know.
Donde está la biblioteca. So this one, really, really, you retain it.
I learned German and I know hast du Schwester now aber... No, hast du Bruder now... Nein, aber Kaber Schwester. That means, do you have a brother? No, I have three sisters.
I took German for 7 years, and all I remember is Gesundheit. What does that mean?
That means bless you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so someone sneezes. Gesundheit. Rosetta Stone, that's not going to happen. Another thing I love is they have a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. That's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Very important to being understood in a foreign country is to do it in kind of the rhythm of the way that language is spoke.
Right. You don't look like some clown. Desktop and app options, audio companion, and ability to download lessons offline. Mm-hmm. By the way, the lifetime membership has all 25 languages. For any and all trips and language needs in your life, that's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. What are we waiting for? It's a steal.
What is going on? Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Fly on the Wall listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
Oh, yeah. Visit rosettastone.com/fly. That's 50. That's like the highest I've heard of. 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/fly today. This woman really stepped in shit. It's the greatest term. It finally fits someone perfectly. Why? Ooh. She says Sydney Sweeney isn't pretty and can't act. You couldn't have a worse quote out there for someone who's really at the top of her game right now and doing well. And
well,
like it says, jealous.
Incredibly, I'll read it for the drivers. This is a picture of a normal, attractive 50-year-old woman or average looking, not bad, but
and then
a picture of young, lovely Sydney Sweeney. The headline is incredibly jealous and probably flat-chested. This is not us. Producer Carol Baum slams Sydney Sweeney. Quote, she isn't pretty and can't act.
The part that's real is that she did say that. Now, we don't have to tear her down on the way. And that I don't know whose article this is. It's funny, though. It's probably some parody one. But well, Sydney Sweeney, this woman did say that, and I'm sure she's regrets it because you're just asking for trouble.
Yeah, look.
You're a woman.
Here's what I would say. The acting is overrated. I'm not even saying whether she's good or bad. Yeah. What are you feeling when you see her? Like Elvis Presley or Marilyn Monroe, were they as good as Brando? But they were electric on the screen. I'd say John Wayne as well.
People
I don't know what
see him.
I don't know what it is, but what I've seen of Sydney, she has it, and that means you're attracted to her aura, her spirit, and her physicality.
Yeah,
and so But I understand these human emotions. You kind of have to spiritually with yourself go, oh, you're jealous. You know, make them your little buddy. Oh, hi, jealous. Oh, you don't have to put down that person. You're just kind of jealous right now. It's okay. You had your youth. I never wanted to be a grumpy old man and angry.
Hey,
I don't like young people. I want to go back. I want more life for me. You've met a grumpy old man and when we were really young, and they're just pissed at you just because you're young. Never going to be that guy.
Oh, here's one because I went to UFC. Pull this one up. This is a sport that's real, and I thought you'd laugh at it, even though I have nothing to say about it. There's a pillow fighting league. And dudes, not females, males get up in there and beat the shit out of each other with pillows. Here, do they give a clip? Try to. I mean, are they really? They throw that one in there.
Are people watching that?
I saw the crowds a little sparse. But, you know, it's definitely, I like people. There was people sponsoring it on every pillow, and there's Dr. Pepper over here. And I'm like, this is real. As the day UFC was on, I had the channel on. I'm just watching before UFC came on. And I'm like, oh my God, there's a pillow fight and it's real. And unless they're full of like Coke cans, like in that movie Bad Boys, like that's interesting. But just feather pillows, like hitting each other, I don't know.
I don't see the strategy. The one that's adjacent to this.
Yeah,
that's related to your friend Dana White, is the slapping thing. I don't know if people have seen this, but two dudes sit across from each other, their hands are down, and they take turns slapping the shit out of each other. But they're really big, strong guys. It is extremely compelling to look at someone take it because, you know, you've shook in Mike Tyson's hand. If he slapped you, it's lethal.
I saw him at the fight. By the way, look at this.
You saw him at the fight.
Here's what they do. So even the worst thing, because in a UFC fight, you don't really know what's coming. You know you're getting in a fight, which is already terrifying. But on slap fight, they go like this. You stand there, Dana, and the guy goes like this, right?
Yeah.
Makes your face, and he goes, one, two. Yeah. And then you go, God damn, this is the one I think I get it on. Then he goes, he's doing it. Wow.
Oh, there we are. Yeah.
But usually, every clip I see, the guy just blacks out.
The guy actually gets kind of knocked out. He blacks out. He's semi-conscious.
Yeah, most of them fall and just are like, cuckoo, birds.
So,
but I don't know. It's appealing. Dana said it's doing great and the clips do well on YouTube.
There's one, I think it's in East Asia, and I don't know if it's real, but it's called Sledgehammer. So you stand there and a guy has a sledgehammer and he just like hits you in the head with it. I'm trying to think what is worse than
that. There's a porn where the girl kicks you in the balls. Let's look at a clip. No, I don't think we have it.
There's called grape choke, where a guy just shoves grapes in your mouth until you start choking. That one's big in, Australia, I think.
Wait, well, what's this one? Let's see what this is.
See what this is.
Oh, this is the one I told you. They pull each other by the ears with rubber bands. Heather, look at how horrible this is. Now, keep going. Here's the one. See the guy on the right? His ears. They're so casual. Look at him. What? Doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me none. Huh? Oh, look at his ear bending. Oh, sick.
This is...
Oh, my gross.
Wow. I mean,
look at the guy's face on the right. I don't like it.
Wow.
Look at Grandpa. I'm scared. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's going to snap, too. Just the snap I'd hate. You can't just sit. Oh, who's his coach? All right,
for our drivers, we're just watching two guys somewhere with rubber bands around their ears attached to the other guy's ears, and they're pulling on each other until someone would give up. When I look at that, I go, we are well fed on this earth. We used to hunt and gather all day and then sleep all night. Now it's like, what are we going to do? You can't even parody that. I thought my sledgehammer or grape choke was good, but geez.
That's real. Yeah, these guys are real, and you just don't want your kid coming to you one day going, I found what I want to do. And you're like, oh, is it ear rubber band fighting? You're like, yep. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right.
Put a pillow in each guy's hand and do pillow rubber band ear.
Why don't they have girls pillow? I mean, if you're going to do pillow fight, I don't understand. We don't need either of them. Forget it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the next one. Right. What's next? Good stuff.
Good.
Good stuff. These are some weird
stories. This is Kim K, who we all like. I think Kim K is nice. I saw her at this thing the other night. I didn't talk to her.
Okay. I did the Tonight Show.
I think she's nice. I didn't talk to her.
I did the Tonight Show with her once with Jay Leno, and she was incredibly nice. And she goes, what do you guys do for skincare? And Jay said, yeah, I just put water on my face. I don't wash it. I mean,
I wash my hair with soap.
No, you don't even do soap. I splash a little water.
It's fine.
I like Kim Kardashian. She's working businesswoman. People go, what do the Kardashians do? I go,
don't show the comments already. She's doing a dive on her Instagram, but she's in 1 foot of water. So she goes, it looks like a dolphin a little bit right there. But she's diving and people clown her because you're sort of doing a belly flop. You have to, or you're going to get paralyzed, right?
Not with soft sand, no. And I think when I'm in the ocean, I try to get to the place as soon as I can. I want to get my head under the water. David, listen to this. You can write it down or hope you remember it.
Everybody grab a pen.
If you're in cold water, that doesn't look cold, but it's kind of cold. You got to bite the bullet, go under the water.
All the way under, okay.
And swim really hard for a bit. That's the only way to reduce freezing.
Warm your
body. That's all Kim's doing. See how I defend her? Haters be hating. Lovers be loving.
You know what I heard? I heard that haters gonna hate. Is that true?
And what do lovers do? Lovers gonna love.
Are you drinking Haterade? Okay. Let's go to
I had a hater.
Let's go
light.
To Michael J. Okay. Fox.
All right.
You know Michael J. Fox. Hey,
of course, from Saturday Night Live when he hosted there, it was awesome.
He says being famous was tougher in the 80s. You had to be talented. Shots fired. This is a common theme, I think, with anyone that
everybody knows
isn't
it.
An influencer. Everyone thinks they're so talented.
Well,
and, you know, go ahead.
Give me your opinion, because mine's probably too long-winded on this.
I think it doesn't matter, really. Whatever brings an audience, different people are bringing a different audience for different reasons, right?
Yes. And
that's a safe answer.
Because of digital technology, someone can go on OnlyFans and reach people all around the world. The aggregate audience digitally is on YouTube is 5 billion people. So now you have all these lanes. It used to be like really weird to be, from the first time you were on camera and stuff, because you may have known someone in the neighborhood with a Super 8 camera. So everyone's a TV star. Everyone has a voice. And I asked some talent managers maybe 6-7 years ago, out of curiosity, I go, does talent matter anymore? They immediately all said no.
Jesus.
There was a kid who was kind of nice looking, and he blasted for a while just because he became a surrogate boyfriend on YouTube. Hey, hey, gang, how you all doing? You know, he made a few million. So it's very dispiriting. But yeah, you don't have to be talented in the same way you used to, because there were so few lanes. You just make your own little world. And if it's outrageous, it's contagious. You can monetize your sexuality. And in your case,
tasteful dick pics on OnlyFans. Some not so tasteful. There's a paywall. It's worth
it. Well, I want to be an influencer. I'd love to do that. I'd love to hold up a watch and get $1 million.
I know. I want to do all this. Michael J. Fox is talented, so we can't take that away from him. You know, I think I said this at the beginning, and then I just gave up because no one's listening.
I did a couple of sitcoms in the 80s, and I was terrible. I mean, Michael J. Fox on Family Ties was like
great.
Incredible timing, and then famously on the Back to the Future movies. It's hard to play the innocent, sincere guy reacting all day long.
Hey, Sarge.
Yeah, and also he's got that, you know, he had that kind of raspy voice.
Yeah.
What's the movie? We haven't done it in
Casualties
a while.
Of War.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of my favorite impressions of David. This is Michael J. Fox in the Vietnam War movie, Casualties of War.
I think he's the new guy with all these jaded soldiers, and they go and they grab this Korean girl or whatever. You
know, Sean Penn is like the badass.
And John C. Reilly. And they take her to another room to sort of fool around with her. And he goes, hey, Sarge. Hey, what are we doing here exactly? You got to give me a minute on this here, sir. Oh, Christ, it's Mallory. Mal? That's a combination of an impression from a movie from 500 years ago and a TV show from 400 years ago.
Well, someone sent me yesterday, I can't remember, they sent me Partridge Family versus the sketch on SNL.
You
were on the drums. I was David Cassidy.
You were front and center, dude. Yeah.
I was David Cassidy. Sandler was in it. And of course, pretty much everybody.
The whole cast is it. Chris Rock at the end. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was in my top maybe 20 sketches ever. I mean, I would probably take that back, but that's up there with very, very memorable.
Well, I think for our generation, which Bill Simmons, the famous podcaster, said, is that it was such a touchstone because of, going back to the last thing, there wasn't that much television. I grew up with three channels. So everyone knew Brady Bunch and Partridge Family in our generation. So when we did the rave off, it landed so good. And it's probably one of the happiest sketches I can watch.
Right.
Like I watch it and I'm just happy.
And here's who's in it when you go back in time. Me, you, Sandler, Chris Rock, Rob Schneider, Kevin Nealon, Mike Myers, Julia Sweeney, Siobhan.
And
Farley.
The architect of the entire thing, Melanie Hutsell.
Melanie Hutsell.
And, Melanie Hutsell, that was her baby.
I sent it to Sandler about a month ago because it popped up on my feed.
Yeah.
And we both laughed at how Farley plays Reuben Kincaid.
Yeah, I know. That was Farley.
That's a good sound.
Showing another. He had that gear when he wanted to. He's playing kind of the sort of straight-laced manager and just sort of very matter-of-fact.
Kind of Bob. Like just any cut to him gets a laugh. He's just like this.
Yeah.
Just because he looks different. He's got a big sport coat on. Hey.
But he's playing kind of small and stuff.
Yeah, he's playing it small, which is even funnier.
Really makes me laugh because everyone knows how explosive he is. But everybody in that thing makes me laugh. Everybody.
All right, next one. What else is up? That's a good sketch, though. You can look it up easily. Yeah. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What did I want to get off my chest recently?
Well, it's probably something you got to get off your chest because we all carry around different stressors, big and small. We just keep things bottled up and then it starts to affect us negatively, David.
Negatively. Yeah, it was something about when I was merging and the people weren't waving back to me. It bothered me. But, that's a small stress, but it can be bottled up and get bigger. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and how to figure out. You got to work through whatever's weighing you down.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I was in therapy. I'm there here and there now, but for 5 years. And, it does challenge your thoughts because I don't know if this is profound, but you are your thoughts in some ways. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking redundant negative things or sad things or whatever, a therapist can kind of get you out of that kind of negative pattern. So
be the best version of yourself. And sometimes it can be small things. It can be major trauma. I think either way, it's good to talk to someone. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist. Switch therapist if you're not into it.
Yeah.
Anytime, no additional charge. Mm-hmm.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/FOTW today and get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/FOTW.
Are you catching the big game or making big mods, going on that first date or installing that first brake kit, binging that new show or watching install videos? When you're a real car lover, the choice is obvious. eBay Motors has you covered with over 122 million parts to fit your number one ride or die.
Brake kits, turbochargers, LED headlights, exhaust kits, bumpers, roof racks, and engines. Whether you're into the speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has all the parts you need for the ride you love. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash.
And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Picture this, Dana.
Okay.
It's easy to picture. It's blazing hot outside. You need to head to work. You get in your car. You turn on the AC and get cold air pumping as soon as possible. But nope, it doesn't work. Instead, you've had this blowing hot air out of your vents right into your grill. No, your car doesn't hate you. The issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the air conditioning system. And there's an easy all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time.
There's no need to go to the shop and pay lots of money when you can save time and money recharging yourself with AC Pro Recharge Kits. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience. David?
And the AC Pro app offers clear vehicle-specific instructions to help you get the job done in less than 10 minutes. So pick up an AC Pro Recharge Kit at any store selling auto products and confidently restore your car's cold air yourself today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Millionaire became homeless
to prove that
he could become a millionaire again without anything. In 2020, in the middle of the pandemic, Mike Black wanted to show that you can go from nothing to something with a bit of hard work to inspire people. He started with a cell phone, one pair of clothes, no place to live,
some dirty underpants,
$0, cut himself off from his network, and had
to make a million
to make this happen. First, he used a couch surfing app and was able to get a spot in a nice gentleman's RV for free. He got free stuff from Craigslist and sold them on Marketplace.
Worked the business end of a glory hole.
He eventually got a job as a telemarketer, paying about $35,000 a year, but still had a long way to go. Eventually, he got enough to lease a
property
and then sublet the rooms. But throughout this whole experience, he never once slept on the streets. And even with that, he had to end the project 2 months early because his mental and physical health was crumbling. He ended up being $935,000 short of his $1 million goal and admitted it was the worst time of his life.
That's pretty good. I don't know. Was that Mark Zuckerberg's story?
I wish Zuckerberg would try that. Like, it's so funny because I thought, oh my God, he's going to make it. And it's like, he totally quit and went bananas. It is fucking brutal. What's he doing? Cuts himself off from all his money and just goes out there with a pogo stick and a $5 Cash App.
I tell you what.
And guess what? It didn't work.
In today's world, you're just looking at it. I got a couple dollars in my pocket. You know, I love when people say
that. Yeah, you
got
some beans in your jeans.
Alec Baldwin once said, I got a couple bucks in my pocket. Mm. And it seems like everybody, just on social media and Daily Mail and all the nonsense, is rich. Everybody is incredibly rich now. Yeah. And so the pressure of thinking there's this other magic world to go live in, billionaires, they were quiet. We didn't see them on their yachts. Yeah. So it's another modern thing that's
they
making
weren't jacked
crazy.
And juiced. If I get a
but
billion,
I was rooting for that guy when I was watching it.
I was too. I'm like, he's going to make it. And he's like, then he was dry humping a railroad tie and got splinters in his dick. You know, it's like he went a little crazy. I understand. It's a hard thing. I wouldn't try to do it myself. I just cling on to any money I have at night and kiss it like this. I'm the exact opposite.
How would you deal with it, you know, if somehow you got a hold of that type of money?
It's like I was broke all growing up. Cut to a shot of me living in a mansion. I was broke growing up, and so I never want to go back. That's what scares you, to be totally broke, but like to wonder like, oh, we don't have rent. Oh, we don't have this. You know, as a kid, and my mom working the two jobs, sounds fake, but it was. Three boys were all assholes, you know, growing up. You don't know you're broke, so you're like, why don't we have more stuff?
Things stick out from your childhood, just things that were said to you. So there was five kids in a tract home. It's about maybe 15 to 1700 square feet. And so, we never had a new car and all this. But I wasn't really thinking. We did have a used TV and all that, but I didn't think about being poor. And then a kid in the neighborhood, somehow, I was like fourth grade, kind of vulnerable. And I go, and he was talking about someone. I go, were they poor? And he goes, Yeah, kind of like you. And I remember going, I'm poor?
What the fuck?
I didn't know.
Dude, I got the same shit. A guy at kickball told me, he goes, hey, Spade, I heard your family's poor. And being poor wasn't a real panty dropper, even in fourth grade. Because girls are like, wait, what's going on? And everyone got quiet. And I go, I think you got some bad intel, guy. I don't know. But I don't know if I'm poor, but I'm like, no. And he goes, no. You're poor. That's the word. I'm like, what a cockblocker. And
I know.
And then I argued him. I go, would our car, would we have two tires on our front yard if we were poor? And he's like, yeah. And I go, no, we have a car. And then we have two extra ones laying on the grass.
If you're really poor,
he's like,
your car's on blocks and your house is on wheels.
Ah.
But okay, suffice to say, so people don't play violins, we had food on the table. It was, you know, my dad would buy a side of beef and it was mostly gristle.
Damn.
Oh, Jesus Christ, get the gristle. You know, the gristle's the best part. It's just juicy fat and bone.
Everything's the best part when it's gross.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And then we had Carol's syrup because like Aunt Jemima's syrup was more expensive. And that was like the liquid clear syrup.
Carol's syrup, that's
like
motor
that.
Oil, isn't it?
I wanted to play saxophone in fifth grade, but it was $7 to rent, $7 a month or something to rent the saxophone.
What do you think, I'm Nelson J. Rockefeller?
No, but every day I go, I'll get it tomorrow. And finally I asked my parents, they go, we can't afford that. So I had to go in and go, actually, so where's your saxophone? It ain't coming. There is no saxophone. Do you want to try?
The teacher goes, you can blow me for free if you want to practice. And you're like, well, where did it go to that?
No, it's a great and scene.
Yeah. Okay, what do we do to wrap up? Do we have anybody put a video in?
I had a funny thing today.
Oh, you have a funny thing? Okay, let's hear it.
Well, I saw Biden got up there and gave a speech.
Oh, that's right. Biden gave a speech and he...
So...
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, what did he say before that? Because sometimes we'll make it so it's nonpartisan. We'll shit on Trump in a second. But Biden, yeah, actually, he said...
I'll look it up.
He says something, and then there's clearly this other word that's more of a direction to him. But I think he said it's going to be 4 more years.
Yeah, that's it. I'm looking at, yeah.
So he says, yeah. So it's like, yeah, it's going to be 4 more years. Pause. Yeah. And then the crowd just
like this,
kept screaming.
Huh?
But he did have a good joke.
Dogs,
I'll give him credit.
Pause.
He had a good joke. He said something like, yeah, Trump, you ever got a guy in high school, you want to just hit him with a left hook? Yeah, I shouldn't say that. I want to hit him with the left hook. You know, Trump said that you got to put hydrogen peroxide during COVID. You got to inject it in your arm. But instead, he put it on his hair. And they went bananas.
Did he say that?
Yeah. That's a pretty good joke.
Who wrote that joke? You? No, geez, I saw him go, hey. Came to Biden. He goes,
yeah.
You wanna wind up 4 more years with that guy? Question mark?
It's a little
dot.
Michael J. Fox.
Is
hey,
it
Sarge?
Biden.
Sarge, am I too old to be president, Sarge?
Hey Sarge, you want that guy?
You want that guy? Something. I don't know. I just do it. If you want to go back to the core.
What happens when Obama's listening to this at home with Clinton?
No. Michelle, I'm watching Joe. Hold on a second. Holy shit. He said pause. No, it was in the direction. He said 4 more years. And there was direction to him to stop talking so the crowd can go crazy. Instead, Joe went 4 more years. Pause. He said pause. Michelle, He said pause. I'm fucked up. Let me call Bill Clinton. Bring, 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 bring. Hey, bring, what's bring. Up? Are you asking about Joe? I saw it. Oh, he said pause. I go, no, you cannot do that. That means to stop talking. He kept going. I can't believe it. Hello? Michelle, I hung up on him.
Michelle, do you still get it? He said the word pause. No, he said it out loud.
Yeah.
No one can get it. They're like, you're joking. Well, I think it's funny. And he does get laughs at that. If he's doing that on purpose, it's funny.
No, he had a good, that's fine. And Trump's just, I don't know. I assume the next movie they're going to jail him for being contempt of court or something.
I saw him doing one of his after court briefings, but he seemed like he was in like a Folgers can. He's like, I'm in this room right now. And I'm like, it's obviously not mic'd up. It's not professional.
He's in some partial underground garage or some overhead thing.
Put him in
thing.
A janitor's closet. Okay, do it quick. No one
the fix is in. It's a hit job. It's a hit job. And the fix is in. This whole thing is corrupt. It's election interference. You know that word, election interference. So they're the ones that are interfering. And they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be. And you know they shouldn't be. I wonder, since his hair is orange, if he gets a jumpsuit, they'll make it lighter brown or black or something.
Yeah, that shouldn't. Unless he wants to be all orange. That's not a good palette for him. I think he should have a different color. You're right.
I'll just say the world's a little crazy right now. I'm just going to go out on a limb.
I'm going to talk about it more next week. But do we have any people that wrote in for advice or no? Is that it? Oh, okay. you can video yourself giving advice, and we give the best advice. No offense. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
We gave a lot of advice on this one.
Straighten out a lot of people. Okay. Well, thank you, Dana. And it was really fun.
My pleasure.
And we might have a guest next week.
Oh, maybe a secret guest.
Who knows?
Don't maybe give it away. Whoops.
Somebody familiar to us. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for listening.
We'll
see you next time. Bye-bye. This has been a presentation of Odyssey. Superfly is executive produced by Dana Carvey and David Spade. Charlie Finan of Brillstein Entertainment. Jenna Weiss-Berman of Odyssey. Heather Santoro and Greg Holtzman.
Hope you liked it. Mm-hmm.